Good morning. It's Saturday, February 28th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A major dispute over AI use escalated as U.S. President Donald Trump directed all federal agencies to immediately stop using technology from AI company Anthropic. The move follows the company's refusal to grant the military unrestricted access to its AI tools, citing concerns over mass surveillance and autonomous weapons. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth labeled Anthropic a supply chain risk, a first for a U.S. firm. CEO Dario Amodei said the company will challenge the designation in court. Trump added the AI tools will be phased out over 6 months. OpenAI's Sam Altman voiced support for Amodei's stance on ethical boundaries. The standoff highlights tension between AI innovation and national security. Another news. Federal authorities have charged 30 additional people in connection with a January anti-ICE protest at City's Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. The protest, which previously led to the arrest of former CNN anchor Don Lemon, involved around 40 demonstrators entering the church, chanting slogans and confronting congregants over immigration enforcement. Attorney General Pam Bondi condemned the action, saying, "You cannot attack a house of worship." The indictment alleges conspiracy against religious freedom and intimidation at a place of worship. Lawyers for the church praised the arrests as sending a clear message that houses of worship are protected spaces. Federal authorities continue to investigate and make arrests related to the incident. Around the world, explosions have rocked Tehran and other parts of Iran as the United States and Israel launched a joint military operation, officials say. Targets included University Street and Jamhuri areas, with smoke rising over the capital. Iranian authorities warned of a crushing retaliation against U.S. and Israeli interests, while missiles reportedly struck northern Israel and Gulf states, triggering air raid alerts. U.S. President Donald Trump said the strikes aimed to eliminate imminent threats from the Iranian regime, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described the operation as targeting an existential threat. Analysts suggest the attacks may impact ongoing nuclear negotiations with Iran, while regional civilians face heightened risk amid escalating tensions. Another news. At least 15 people died when a Bolivian Air Force cargo plane carrying banknotes crashed at El Alto Airport on Friday evening. The C-130 Hercules reportedly skidded off the runway and struck nearby vehicles. 8 crew members were aboard, and 31 people were injured, including bystanders. Police fired tear gas at crowds attempting to take scattered banknotes, with multiple arrests reported. Defense Minister Marcelo Salinas stressed the cash had no legal value. Witnesses cited treacherous weather, including hail and lightning, as a possible factor. Authorities have launched an investigation, and the airport was temporarily closed, while officials urgently requested blood donations for the injured. Another news. The UN has declared violence against women a global emergency, highlighting femicide and systemic abuse. Speaking at the Human Rights Council in Geneva, High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Türk condemned social structures that silence women and shield powerful men from accountability. He cited high-profile cases, including U.S. sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and French rape survivor Gisèle Pelicot, as examples of widespread exploitation. Türk urged states to investigate all crimes, protect survivors, and ensure justice without bias. He emphasized that these abuses are facilitated by systemic impunity and called on governments worldwide to take immediate action to protect women and girls. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.